Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and the podcast, we're happy to be joined by women's wrestling head coach Elijah Jeffrey. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Good. It's good to be back with you again. It's hard to believe September was the last time we talked. It's gone by so fast. It's been amazing. And you guys were just kind of gearing up for the women's wrestling season. Now you've gotten two meets of action in Grand Junction and in Missouri. What's been the team's reaction so far to getting the season going and taking on some players from other schools?
It's been pure excitement. All the women have been ready to rock and ready to get on the road and compete. So it's been fun. We've been doing a lot of traveling, and I think it's good that we've got this Thanksgiving break to kind of recoup and get ready to keep going. But it's been pure excitement.
Practices have been pretty spirited and energetic and excitement as well, not just the meets, but I think getting ready. And the preparation sounds like they've been having a fun time getting prepared to start this brand new season here at the school.
Yeah, ever since we got about 2 weeks out of our first competition, practices have been excellent. They're always bringing their intention and a purpose to practice, so I haven't even had to get on them at all. I know that they're going to come in and be ready to work, so it's been fun for me too.
It's awesome when they're self-motivated like that, right?
Yeah,
makes it much easier on a coach. Coach Elijah Jeffrey with a CSC women's wrestling. Camilla Montenegro can take the distinction, coach, of being the first CSC woman to place in an official meet for this sport. She took third in the Maverick Open in Grand Junction. What made her really successful in that open to have that kind of a finish?
Well, she has had the experience of competing at the college level and knowing what it takes to win matches, but she's really even taken a step up from where she was last year to this year. She really wants to be an All-American and get on that podium at the end of the year. So every time she steps on the mat, she brings a lot of energy, a lot of purpose, and she knows how to win matches. So it's been really fun to see her compete and continue to grow as a wrestler.
Madison Martinez has the honor of being CSC's first champion in women's wrestling. She won her weight class in Lindenwood in Missouri. Take us through Madison's tournament last weekend and how she performed.
So Madison has been a standout wrestler. She was great coming out of high school, had some success, but she's even taken another step up as well. She shows up. She's ready to wrestle. She doesn't have any fear when she steps on the mat. Just pure confidence, and that's what really helps her get those wins. So, you know, we knew that she would be ready to compete at the college level, but to have this success early is, you know, absolutely outstanding. And it's funny because when she wins the tournament in, it's nothing new. It's kind of what she expected. So that was nice to see. But hopefully we can continue that success and keep it moving forward.
Yeah, Coach, it's so great to hear you with the energy of the players and to see the success early on they're having. And when I'm around town and talking to fans, women's wrestling is a sport a lot of people bring up. They are excited about you guys being a part of the school and happy to see that kind of excitement. Do you get that vibe around town, too, that, hey, there's a pretty cool buzz about women's wrestling and a lot of people are starting to learn more about it, get involved with it, and excited to see it?
Absolutely. It's awesome. The community is full of support. It's nice to hear from our women that they're whether it's walking through Walmart or walking on campus, they're getting asked questions. They got their Chadron State women's wrestling gear on, and the community is excited to talk to them, and it's exciting to be a part of it.
It is. As Coach Elijah Jeffrey with us today, CSC Women's Wrestling head coach on the show. Your sport is growing so rapidly. It was fun to hear how quickly this is picking up nationwide when we talked on the show back in September. What's the competition been like? And you've already alluded a bit to the competitive fire of your girls. Like, they want to go out there and do really well. But as you've got this new sport going, seeing some new schools around the country with your team, what's the competitive fire been at these events?
So we have competed at some very tough tournaments so far. Colorado Mesa, you know, they're a top team in the country right now. You know, Providence was out there, a top NAIA program, some other great schools. So we're getting to see, we're wrestling against girls that are nationally ranked, have been All-Americans, or, you know, are contending for that All-American. And even Lindenwood, they're an established program. McKendree had some girls out there. They're, you know, obviously excellent. They're putting girls onto the world team. So we're getting to see this top-level competition early on, and right away. I think it's great for, you know, for our women to know that they're right in the mix. They can win matches against these high-level opponents. And, you know, I don't think a lot of them knew how they would match up, just being so new. But,
yeah,
you know, it's nice to see that we're closing the gap and we're right there to having success.
Yeah, and now that you've seen the team perform, what goals do you and the ladies have for the remainder of the season, considering what you just said and that you've finally seen this team on the mat in some competitions?
So from the beginning, we never talked about wins and losses. That was never the goal. The goal was to go out there, give ourselves opportunity to score points and perform. I think that's the main thing that we preach is go put on a performance and good things will follow.
All right, Coach Jeffrey with us here on the Double Q Country Show and the podcast, our CSC Sports Journal. Coach, are you still looking to add maybe a meet or a team coming to Shadron to wrestle in the Chicoin Center or the NPAC, wherever you guys may have it this year? Are you still looking to maybe add a home meet, or is that off the table for this year and then we have to start looking toward next year to be able to see your team in action here locally?
It's not off the table for this year. Just kind of difficult at this stage to get a team to travel out here, because you know, women's wrestling and freestyle, they're quick meets. A lot of times there's tri-dual meets, just because they're so much faster than the men's duels.
Sure.
But we're still looking trying to find a team that'll come out here and compete against us. We have one on the schedule for next year, so we're gonna continue to push to get a home meet this year. But if not, then we're gonna have hopefully three or four next year.
Kind of crazy that in season you could be adding teams coming in or changing the schedule, kind of like the COVID year. Most sports will set it, and you see college football setting schedules 10 mm-hmm. years in advance. But that's great. Hopefully we can get somebody coming in this year. You mentioned there's a home event already set for next year. Can you tell us who's coming, or the details yet on that, who's going to be coming into town next year, or is that still kind of getting finalized?
Still getting finalized, but the teams that were looking to come in are Hastings and Minot State so far.
Awesome. I can't wait to go and watch up at Chicoin Center. Or where will you guys wrestle? Chicoin, NPAC? Do you have a home venue set yet for where you guys would like to have your home meets?
Most likely we'll be competing in Chicoin.
In Chicoin. Awesome. Mm-hmm. That is really cool. All right, Head Coach Elijah Jeffrey with us here on the show. Before we let you go, Coach, we have to talk about kind of the future and building the program as well. In the fall, you said right now we got six on the roster, and it looks like the six strong still there, and you want to get that built up into the 20s, it sounded like, really expanding that roster. How's recruiting going for you, and you know, when is really the prime recruiting season for women's wrestling? How does that all unfold?
So recruiting is going really well, making a lot of connections with local coaches and coaches across the country. We've got one committed and signed for next year, and we're looking to have a few more soon for our early signees. And then, you know, I think progress is still making way. We might have some additions at semester even. So that 20 number is sounding like it's going to be a reality.
That's awesome mm-hmm. to hear. And, you know, in recruiting, you hear about coaches going to watch basketball games or, you know, going and traveling, seeing football. A lot of people familiar with how football and basketball type of recruiting works. With women's wrestling, do you get to go out and watch other events? Do you watch a lot of it on video during the season? How does that really work where you're able to identify some student athletes and say, hey, we want you to come and be part of our program with this new sport?
So it's very similar. I've been on the road traveling, been out to preseason nationals to watch the girls compete. I went out to Night of Conflict in Iowa, which is an all-star dual meet.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, super cool, and made some connections out there. We've had a ton of kids on campus for recruiting visits, so it's very similar to the other sports, and you know, traveling, making sure we're getting to the state tournaments as well. So we'll keep making way.
Are there some student athletes here in Nebraska at the high school level that you've looked at? I know we can't talk about specifics and those kind of things, but you know, within the borders, are there going to be some high schools and places people around Nebraska are going to recognize when you see you signing some people or potentially bringing people in?
Yeah, definitely. We should have some signees and some incoming freshmen next year from the area and across Nebraska.
Well, that's exciting. Coach, always great to catch up with you and watch your program rise up and see the success that your ladies are having early on. That is women's wrestling head coach Elijah Jeffrey today on our CSC Sports Journal radio show and podcast. Coach, thank you very much. We appreciate you coming in, and good luck at your next events coming up in December.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Chadron.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.